Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and exclusive interviews. Now on this episode, we have part three of our chat with guitar legend Dick Dale.
And I have a sick sense of humor, and it's only because laughter is the greatest healer of all.
Lots more from Dick Dale, including some of his great tunes, coming up later. We also have rockers from Switchblade 3, Jay Milano, J.D. McPherson, Jittery Jack, and so much more. Now let's kick it off with a guy that caused quite a buzz at Viva Las Vegas. This is from his album Granddaddy's Grease. It's French rocker Jake Calypso and My Baby Rocks on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Hey, hey, baby, won't you come around? Hey, hey, baby, I got that found. Hey, hey, baby, put your high heels. Hey, hey, baby, you're the way I feel. Hey, hey, baby, I'll be ready, I hate. Hey, hey, baby, please don't be late. Hey, hey, baby, you dance on the floor. Hey, hey, baby, you can ask me more. More and more and my baby rocks. More and more and my baby rolls. More and more and my baby rocks. It's Saturday night and we're having a ball. It's Saturday night and we're having a ball. Should I wait? Hey, 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 baby, I just ring at your door. Hey, 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 baby, I can ask you more. Hey, morning, morning, my baby rocks. Morning, morning, my baby rolls. Morning, morning, my baby rocks. It's Saturday night and we're having a ball. It's Saturday night and we're having a ball. Washing my car. Hey, 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 baby, my life's broken down. Hey, 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 baby, I just ring out your door. Hey, 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 baby, I can ask you more. Yeah, morning, morning, my baby rocks. Morning, morning, my baby rolls. Morning, morning, my baby rocks. It's Saturday night, and we're having a ball. It's Saturday night, and we're having a ball. It's Saturday night, and we're having a ball. It's Saturday night, and we're having a ball.
Talking to my papa. She said, well, if it's in him, you know you gotta let it come on out. She said, boogie chewing. Ow, 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 ow. Feels so good. Oh, boogie just the same. I'll shoot you right down. Right off of your feet. Shoot you right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Take you in my room. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. That baby talk, that sexy walk. Take you in my room. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, hey, shoot you right down, right off of your fear. Take you home with me, take you in my room. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. With that baby talk, and that sexy walk. Take you in my room. Boom, 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 boom. Hey!
That's the Switchblade 3 with a high energy and rockabilly cover of John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom. Now don't forget, we're counting down our top 20 Jerry Lee Lewis songs in September to celebrate his 80th birthday. Now check out the Killer Countdown tab on our website, rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Let us know what your favorite Jerry Lee Lewis song. We'll compile those and count down the top 20 in September. Also, one of our sponsors, Ink and Iron Festival, is coming to Nashville, Tennessee for the very first time. Ink-in-iron.com is where you'll see the entire lineup. Artists like Wanda Jackson, Merle Haggard, The Misfits, Reverend Horton Heat, Linda Gale Lewis, and so many more. Now let's hear from a couple of female rockers from 1956, Janis Martin and My Boy Elvis. But first, from her recently released Rocket Girl, it's Jay Milano and Ain't I a Mess.
Now I remember when I was just a real young girl, back home down in Texas there with my grandma. She said, listen girl, and this is the truth, there'll be no rockin' in a roller here under my.
There he goes, rocking from his head down to his toes. his photograph signed with love. My boy Elvis, real rock. My boy Elvis, real rock. His family, ooh, Elvis, sing for me. Jump, wiggle, and shake.
Go, go, go.
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 His
legendary Ink and Iron Festival comes to Nashville, Tennessee for the first time at the Bicentennial Mall Park at Municipal Auditorium August 6th to the 9th, featuring artists such as Merle Haggard, Wanda Jackson, Reverend Horton Heat, Shooter Jennings, Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings. Also, the legends of Sun Records and the air-conditioned Big Top Tent, including Linda Gail Lewis, Carl Mann, W.S. Flew Collin, Danny B. Harvey, and Annie Marie Lewis, J.M. Van Eaton, Sleepy LaBeef, Stan Perkins, Rayburn Anthony, and so many more artists, but that's not all. See vaudeville and cabaret performers, along with the nation's top aerial performers, custom motorcycles, hot rods, and custom cars.
And don't forget the ink.
280 of the world's top tattoo artists will be on hand for your tattoo desires. That's the Ink and Iron Festival, August 6th to the 9th at the Bicentennial Mall Park in Nashville, Tennessee. Find us online at ink-n-iron.com. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we continue our chat with guitar legend Dick Dale. He talks about the band name, the Deltones.
See, when I first started, it was just Dick Dale at the Rendezvous Ballroom. And then I wanted to have a band, so I put the band together. And then I said, gee, why don't I give the band a name? So I yelled out in the audience, you know, let's give the band a name. So they all gave all kinds of names, and my sister yelled out Deltones, and that rang. So he said, Dick Dale and the Deltones. So anybody who comes to work for me as a musician was automatically a Deltone.
Yeah.
Now, when we started to advertise on the radio by going to the different radio DJs and giving them records and talk with them and everything, they would say, okay, everybody, Riverside National Guard Army, go and see Dick Dale and the Deltones. Well, that's the way it was.
Yeah.
But we didn't realize what we were doing. We were typecasting me. Typecasting me to the name Deltones. So now, as the years went on, 20 years go by, then, you know, I'm just Dick Dale.
Yeah.
And because you change people many times, if I catch them drinking, smoking, drugs, or anything, I get rid of them. And so I just won't allow it with me. So anyway, what happens is, so when they come to work for me, I train them the way that, as I say, Gene Cooper, rhythm trains me, and I do things on the one, and drummers do things on the one end, and so I have everybody play a certain way when they go one, two people, one, two people, one, two people, like that. So I say, forget what you know, and I'm going to teach you. And I would teach the drummer, I would teach the bass player, I teach the keyboard, I teach the guitar, anything, the way I want. And that way, when we all strike at the same time, on the one, two people, one, two people, one, two people, it sounds like 10 people.
Yeah.
With three people. So now, as the years went on, they say, I see people in a restaurant. And they start talking about so-and-so, and they goes, oh, you playing? He says, yeah. He says, oh, what's the name of your group? And I goes, well, my name is Dick Dale. And they say, Dick who? And then I go, well, you remember Dick Dale and the Deltones? Oh, the Deltones, yes! See how tattooed and printed in your brain?
Yeah.
The last words that came out of the announcer struck them, so I don't advertise like that. I mean, doing it for sure now, you know, I played to 490,000 people in Berlin in one setting. It was like Woodstock.
Yeah.
And it's Dick Dale, but a lot of them, they want to put the tag on.
We'll be right back.
That's Deltone Rock. Dick Dale and the Deltones from the B-side of the Let's Go Trippin' single in 1961. Dick Dale is our guest, and there's one thing he knows about. It's responding to an audience. Here's Dick Dale.
And that's why I say you don't go up there and play things that you think the audience should like. You play something that you know that they can relate to. And then they'll say, God, I was in the back seat of my car with my girlfriend when that song was being played.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. You know, and people want to relate to something.
Sure.
And like in Las Vegas, I worked in Vegas, Reno, and Tahoe for 20 years. I'd be at the Golden Nugget, and I'd be getting ready to go on stage. And I would go to some people sitting in the front row, and I go, hey, you guys got to watch the show tonight? And they don't know it's me, because I'm just dressed normal. And they go, oh, yeah, we're going to see this guy, you know. I go, you come all the time? You go, oh, yeah, we come every year. My wife and I, we're from Canada, and we get here every year. And then, oh, great, well, you guys enjoy the show. Now the curtain opens, and I come out playing. And I'm doing a song like, Won't You Come Home, Bill Billy, you know, and I do it on my trumpet and my concertina. And the guy starts pointing at us. Oh, we were just talking to that guy. And then I'll say, now what I'll do is I'll smile at him and I'll finish the song and I'll go, we got some people that get down from Canada. They come every year and you make them feel good. And you're by telling this to the audience. And I asked them, I said, you got any favorite songs of Canada? When I was first talking to them, they go, oh, yeah, Anne Murray, Beneath the Snowy Mountain Ride, or whatever it is. And I say, oh, yeah, she's great. Then I'll say, I'll dedicate the song to them, him and his wife. And I'll start singing it and playing it. And I used to have what they call a fake book with all the songs to people. I said, bring me the words and I'll do it tomorrow night because I'd be there for a solid week for a month at a time. So the critics used to say, Dick Dale's back in town with his fake book. Things like that. And so I sing the song for them, and now they start elbowing people next to them saying, we were talking to him. Oh, yeah, we were. And before you know it, everybody's, you know, smiling. Because my dad used to say to me, come on, smile up there. You look like a damn farmer. I say, Dad, you forget, we were farmers. Grandpa came from Poland, for Christ's sake, and he taught me how to plow with a blade, and I used to eat potatoes out of the ground.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you got to smile. And I just could not smile because it was either I couldn't do it and it was like fake or something.
Yeah.
So I learned to communicate with the people before I got on stage. So then when I look down at them, I can naturally smile.
Yeah.
And then when I make mistakes or anything like that, you know, I'll point it out to them because I cover it up. I go, you know what? I just made a mistake. And I did this instead of this, you know. And the people really like you because you're not ashamed to admit that you're human like they are.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, they can definitely relate to you, which is really cool.
Yes, and that's the reason why I talk about the illnesses on the stage. And I say, how many? I said, now if you see me kind of looking around, it's because I went through this, yeah, you know, I went through that. And I go, how many people have gone through that? And man, you can't believe how many people going, yay, and clapping and everything like that. And then when I tell them about trying to remember something and whatever, and they just laugh like hell.
Yeah.
Because you can make people laugh by associating the same very things that they go through. You know, you don't have to be dirty on stage. You don't have to be doing any of these things. You can just associate what's happened to you, and it's the same thing maybe happened to them just before they got there.
Yeah.
And so I tell them that. And then I also tell them the story. I say, you know, just before I opened up, you know, some of the guys that opened were playing before, you know, and a couple of the new bands, and they haven't been doing it like 100 years like me, and everybody laughs. And then I'll say, when I came into the dressing room, they said, Dick, don't go on stage. Oh, that audience is hard. Oh, they're cold. Oh, they're this. Oh, don't get on that stage. I said, are you kidding? Let me tell you something. Those people out there, you're going to learn when you play here a lot or any place that's in a casino. Those people lost just about everything they came in with. And they're sitting in there having a drink trying to cover up their woes. I said, how many people out there just lost a whole bunch today? And they're going, you know,
they're
and everything. And so, I mean, I touched on the subject that they came in there for. They came in because they were so upset.
Yeah.
And they want somebody to cheer them up. And so it's up to us, guys, to understand that. And cheer them up and forget about what they've been losing. And they go, just to hear the ringy-ding-ding. And then when I say losing, you don't finish with that word. You say, but they just got through losing because they wanted to hear the ring-a-ding-ding or the little thing spin around, and everybody laughed.
Yeah.
And so, and that's right. Like, so, and that's what I'm going to try to do, and hope you like some of the stuff that I do for you. And you can yell out a song if you wish or whatever.
Well, and people, you definitely have found a way to endear yourself to an audience where they can relate.
Yeah, because it's truth. That's the word. It's called realness and true. It's not fake.
Yeah.
That's what I hated. I hated a fake smile and a fake statement. Like everybody would go, is everybody happy? You know, it's done like an auctioneer. And the thing is that I'd say, hey, you guys having a good time so far? You know, like that. Because if you're not, I am.
Yeah, that's right.
I just slam them back.
Yeah.
Oh, and that makes them laugh.
Yeah. Gears and Gals magazine began with a simple goal, to put out the hot rod magazine they wanted to read. Gears and Gals Hot Rod and Pinup magazine features exactly what you would expect. Pinup girls, artist profiles, events coverage, builder profiles, and of course, traditional and custom hot rods. It's also printed in the USA on the best quality paper and inks available. Find them online at gearsandgals.com. Gears and Gals magazine, the only hot rod and pinup magazine you'll ever need. This is Jammin' James Riley, and we just heard The Scavenger by our guest, Dick Dale. Now, Dick talks about how he used to write a magazine article and how he uses his rock and roll platform to spread a message of hope. Here's Dick Dale.
I used to write a 2-page article for a magazine that used to make fun of show business and is Music Confidential. I would write all about going on tour, the things that I would come into being on tour, and saying, like, what bands should do so the people won't, the buyers won't screw them, take advantage of them.
Uh-huh.
And tell them not to sign contracts because of how they give away all their copyrights, all their, everything that they could make the money with as they grow older, and it's all taken by the companies. And, you know, when Lana told you that the AP release told her that I had received more awards than anybody in the business, well, they don't like it when I get these awards sometimes because I got to give a speech.
Yeah.
And when I give a speech, I tell the kids what not to do. And that's why I have had major talent agencies refuse to hire me as they give a statement saying, stay away from him. He knows too much.
Yeah.
About. So
yeah.
I tried to give that with this and have them go on their own road. And with all this stuff going on, you know, it's just so important to let them know and help them, give them this help. And in this magazine, I would talk about, all about, say, maybe you should get a room for this and have a hotel or have a vendor buy this and you do this and you don't have to do this. And then they'll say, oh, by the way, I went to this fair. And man, it was unbelievable. And this woman came up, she had a little baby in her arms, and the baby looked like it was, I guess, not right. And then she just poured open to me because she knew that I was a good listener to her. And she told me what she was doing while she carried the baby. And she was telling me she was eating the wrong foods, was not exercising, walking up and down, the street for exercise, and she was taking drugs. And she said, that's her fault. She said, that was my fault. I never realized that would happen to my baby. And now my baby's got to live with this, what the baby had, with the cleft lip inside, down in her throat, couldn't breathe. And she said, you got to live with this for the rest of its life, the doctor told me, because I did this. And I said, in my writing, I said, well, I can only give them both a big hug and wish them and say prayers for them and hope everything goes well. And then I left the fair, and I couldn't get it out of my mind as I got on stage that night and I was performing. See, what I did was I went in to give some penicillin of knowledge of something, that somebody was reading it. But then I didn't sound like a preacher. I was saying what I witnessed. And then when I got through, I thanked her and everything. I went on the road and said maybe a cop pulled me over and told me to slow down. All right, I got to the gig and I was thinking about this and that. And I went right back to the beginning, like instead of just starting off with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I started off with something cool, about the tour, what I'm doing, what they should do, what kind of vehicles they should, that would help them out if they get them. And then I talked about the fair and I happened to meet this thing. So I didn't start preaching about don't take drugs when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
It slid in there, and I call it sticking in the knife and pulling it out and smoothing it over.
Yeah.
and that's the way I would write. And in my writings were two full pages, and it got the highest regards and words all from all over the world if they had the magazine. So then the other things happened, but the point lies is, and you know what the name of my piece was?
What's that?
He said, Dick Dale goes, pissed on and pissed off. And in other words, I'm tired of being pissed on.
Yeah.
So I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah. You know, it's rare to find these days, in rock and roll, someone that is using rock and roll, like you said, for the cover of the book to give them another message, to give them a message of hope, of an encouragement, and to speak with people after the show. That's really amazing.
Yeah, thank you for, a lot is to be said for what you just said, because how you recognized. And I commend you for that. Hi, this is Dick Dale. Keep it tuned here for the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with my man, Jammin' James Riley. Listen to the thunder.
That's Dick Dale cranking it up as only he can with his cover of California Sun. It's from his project Unknown Territory. Now, Dick talks about his ongoing medical issues and how he uses a sense of humor to deal with it and to help others with similar issues.
I bought those pills, you know, that help your brain move and all that stuff, but they don't work at all because I tell the people on stage, don't buy them. They don't work because I can't remember where I put the bottle.
Yeah.
No, I'm just making. I make jokes at everything, and I have a sick sense of humor. And it's only because laughter is the greatest healer of all. And so that's why on stage I talk about all the illnesses that I've been through and the operations and the things that the same people out there are going through. And a lot of them are lying in the bed thinking, well, God, the pain is so bad, I'm dying. And I tell them to get up and help somebody else and you'll forget about what's going on with you. I had the blues because I had no shoes till I met a man who had no feet. So stuff like that, I just tell him, you know, don't think about what's going on and don't take those damn pain pills and don't take any of those kind of drugs because they're going to kill you quicker. In fact, I got a T-shirt that says your body follows your brain. And you know, don't be so stupid to let your body become stupid to let you put something that's going to kill you in your body, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what Lana and I both do because, you know, once again, Lana, she worked her brains out, and she saved Orson Welles' life in the hospital. She worked at the Veterans Hospital, and he wouldn't let anybody touch him but Lana, because Lana is so particular. She's up at 5 in the morning because of her pain, because of MS. She's got a partial tumor in her thyroid in her throat, and she has fibromyalgia that comes from the MS that destroys your muscles. And she researches all over the world all the scientific facts from the greatest institutions there are, all about medicines and what they do to you and how they're going to kill you. I mean, she turned around and went to one of the doctors. We get about 5 or 6 of them. She said, do you realize those pills you're giving my husband cause pancreatic cancer? And they go, well, at his age, we're not worried about it. Yeah, we just want to give him one big blast and see if it does anything.
Oh, wow.
Practicing medicine, that's what that's called, a practitioner. She's so brilliant when it comes to that, and she saved my life 3 times. I mean, I've been on the operating table 3 times, and I've been 9.5 hours with 3 surgeons, and I've been on a gurney for 12 hours after a collapse, and 5 doctors couldn't figure out what was going on for 12 hours, and Lana walks in and says, gentlemen, do you see that he's got 3 fistulas here on your screen? 1, 2, 3. And they're going, Oh my God, get the chopper. We're going to take him down to Palm Springs. We're going to lose him.
Oh, my gosh.
And he goes, oh, no, I'm taking him. And so, you know, we do it ourselves, you know, because they were so busy looking for something else. And then the same way, even when they operated on me, they could have saved my bladder. My bladder got destroyed because of the radiation causing the fistulas, which are holes, causing to drain into my body.
Yeah.
The fluid, and it was killing me, and I would have died, and that was that. You know, we deal with it now, you know, in our way. You know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, someday I guess I should write a book and say, this is the way it really is, stupid.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that what we're doing is, while I play, and the people come, and the people from in the past, and then they bring their children, 5, 6, 7 years old, it's amazing, and it's great. But the reason why is I have 2 reasons. Well, one reason is if I don't continue to play, I will die because I have to raise $3,000 every single month just for my attachments of the bag that I wear on my stomach to keep it clean so I don't get infected and die.
Yeah.
And for people that have the same dealing and they cannot, that's because the insurance companies will not pay that extra amount of money that it takes to buy this stuff to stay alive. And, you know, these guys that are laying there that can't work, and I'm not supposed to be on the stage. They go, you're going to die if you get on the stage. And, you know, screw you. And I'm going to do it. I'm from Boston, so forgive me. Hey, Vinny, get the bat. You know, like these poor guys, and the Atlanta answers 2,000 email a week. And half of that is guys, people, rather, sending pictures of their infections on their stomas, their bodies. You know, and I've been through that. I went through that. That pain was so horrific, it was beyond belief. And I had to fight it. Well, these people that are going through the same thing, that they haven't been like Inspector Clouseau trying to figure out how to handle it. And that's like Lana did with me. And so that's why I'm still here. And so I still wear the bag. I'm in renal failure, as they say. You know, you got to be on a machine. I go, screw that crap. You know, if I got to go, I'm going to go. And so all these things that I've gone through, and at the same time, I was performing.
Yeah.
Because I had to raise the money to pay for what the insurance wouldn't pay. And I got double insurance, for crying out loud. And so in Lebanon doesn't even have any insurance. So now, while we're on, the reason or the moral of this story is, we're like Johnny Appleseed going through the world, and the people that remember Dick Dale are like what I do in Bring Their Kids. They see me and they say, Jesus, how does he do this? And Lena and I have never had a drug in our body in our lives, and we never put alcohol in our body in our lives, because I'd been in the martial arts ever since I was 18. So my body is my temple, and I don't put crap in it that's going to kill me.
Sure.
So the thing lies is, and we don't eat red meat, and we don't smoke, and that's just what we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, thing is that these people see me up there saying, my God, I'm laying in bed feeling sorry for myself in the pain that I'm going through. And look at him. He's doing this without any kind of pain pill. And so I teach them and make fun of what it is. I speak about it even on stage. And I let them see that it's something not to hide. It's something to share with people so that when they become a part of this same idiotic diseases that we all, the illnesses, I'll call it. I don't call it an illness. And they get a different attitude, and they look at life a lot different, and they feel good. And they come to me afterwards when we play. I mean, I was signing. We played Viva Las Vegas a couple of years ago. We had close to 30,000 people there.
Yeah.
And I signed on our table when I got off the stage, meet and greet the people as they stood in line for 5.5 hours. And we did it all by ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, now I can take you your loving, baby, coming down your line. I can take you your loving, baby, coming down your line. I ain't had no loving, baby, baby, just feeling fine.
Ingram presents the second annual Rockabilly Rockout, October 1st through the 4th at the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. DJs, vendors, all-night bars, and artist performances from Jittery Jack, Furious, Hayden Thompson, Bloodshot Bill, The Sabres, Jack Baymore, Ruby Ann, Mark and the Wild Ones, Rumble King, Cash O'Reilly, and lots more. Tickets on sale now at rockabillyrockout.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, we've got one more episode with guitar legend Dick Dale, and it's definitely one you don't want to miss, so trust me on this one. The Catman are going to get us back into the music with their cover of Johnny Horton's I'll Do It Every Time, right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, I called you on the phone to tell you who I love, and if you won't be mine, well, then I'm hanging up. I won't call no more, but I'll do it every time. Well, I do it every time, but I'm a gentle and I'm not too rough. Oh, when I feel the touch of your wonderful love, I just can't get enough. Oh, well, I asked you for a day, a little pretty day. I said no later than night. Well, then I promised I could say, please don't go yet, but I'll do it every time. I said no later that night. Well, then I promised not to say, please don't go yet, but I'll do it every time. Oh, well, I'll do it every time, but I'm a gentle and I'm not too rough. Oh, well, I feel the touch of your I said no later than night. Well, then I promise not to say, please don't go yet, but I'll do it every time.
Hi, this is J.D. McPherson, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Some mad little Caroline. I met little Caroline.
Thank you. mad little Caroline.
My little red book. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Someone's fooling to tell you lies. You know better when the last is fine. Honey, baby, and I tell the truth. It won't be competing unless I have you. Your picture in my hall of fame. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Someday, baby, gonna make you mine. Walk out on the others as well as I can sign. If I know what you feel the same, don't even try to change your name. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes.
From the album Gonna Have a Time with Jittery Jack, it's the tune Little Red Book. We also heard J.D. McPherson from his latest Let the Good Times Roll project on Rounder Records. And the tune, You Must Have Met Little Caroline. Now, J.D. has some shows with Mr. Robert Plant coming up. JDMcPherson.com is where you can find out all of his tour dates. Here's the James Hunter Six with Chicken Switch on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You don't have to win every time. You can stay this side, stay this side off the finish line. Sometimes you know when it's time to let go. When the going gets rough and you had enough, hit the chicken switch. When the prize ain't worth the game, when every road leads back the way you came, sometimes you know, yeah, when it's time to quit. When in doubt, take the coward's way out, hit the chicken switch. The chicken switch. Hey, yeah. When in doubt, feel out, it's no sin to give it. Tell me why do you wanna die trying? If you don't get no medal, you can set up a
what you want. Oh, what you want ain't always what you need. Sometimes you know. Hit the chicken switch, hey, 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 hey. Oh, 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 nah, my, nah, 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 baby.
From 1958, that's Don and Dewey with Justine on Specialty Records. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time, one more time, with Dick Dale. Boy, you don't want to miss this one. And as always, lots of great music crammed in there as well. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.